Great. It is September 24th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer, and I'm sitting here talking with Eddie Wood, who has a long, long involvement with Regent Fish Market in North Burnaby. Mr. Wood, thank you very much for coming in to give us an interview.
Great.
You're second generation in Regent Fish Market business. How did your family come to be involved in that in North Burnaby?
Well, to my knowledge, Regent Fish was opened in 1937, and the gentleman that owned it was Mr. Patterson, and my dad was in the real estate business for a few years and worked for was partners with a company called Park Realty, which was in Vancouver around Kamloops and Hastings. And I believe that Regent Fish was for sale in around 48, 47, 48, and my father purchased it. And he hired somebody named Wilf Oldham to run the store while he stayed in the real estate business. So Regent Fish, and then in about 1950 or 51, he took it over himself, and it might not be any interest to Burnaby, but he had two other fish stores, and he had one on Fraser Street and around the 49th and Fraser, which was very popular. And then later he opened another store at McKay and Kingsway called Eddie's Fish. But Regent Fish stayed in. My father passed away in about 1960, and my mother ran it from there on.
Hmm. And you were born before?
I was born in 43.
Okay.
And
you grew up in the fish?
And I grew business. Up in the store. I was there when Hastings was widened. It used to be two lanes. And there's pictures somewhere. I think I have some, but I haven't located them yet. But I know there's some around where they widened Hastings Street. And so there's pictures with planks coming into our store. And then we never owned the building. And the building, I would think it was about 1970 or it could have been 68. Pardon me. When the street was widened, I believe Burnaby wanted to take frontage off the building. So the landlord, which was Kenny Jang family, the Oriental family that owned it, and to my knowledge they still own the building, they made a deal with Burnaby to take the building right down and rebuild it. So we were out of business, I believe, for about 3 or 4 months.
Right.
And the store was rebuilt completely. And we started back up again.
Now your first memories of the shop, presumably when you were young, you visited?
Yeah, it was a door that was right in the front. And there was fish on one side and eggs in another window on the other side. Sold an awful lot of eggs. I had no poultry to my knowledge, but there was fish there. The area was considerably different because right near us, which are one store away, was a theater, and it was called Regent Theater. And so that was very interesting. And walked up and down the street as a child. I delivered papers in Burnaby all the time, right in that area. I had a bike, which I rode up back to the store all the time. I worked in the areas delivering, I'm trying to think of the drugstore. There was a drugstore on the corner of Ingleton and Hastings, and I worked there and the pharmacist was Mr. Hetherington, which was a Burnaby resident, knew very well, and I delivered for the drugstore for quite a few years as a child. I would have been 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you help in the
I worked in the fish store. Yes, I worked in the fish store. I put ice in the window because we spread ice out in the window and display the fish and so forth. And I was involved pretty well most of my life in the store.
And your mother was also very involved.
My mother took it over after my dad died and ran it. And I'm sorry I can't tell you the date. I my mother, I would think it was around 75, Safeway went on strike, and the store was very, very busy, and my mom was really working hard, and basically had a nervous breakdown. Hmm. And she decided that she didn't want to run the store anymore, and that she was going to sell it. And that's when I stepped in and said, it's a family business. I can't see it being sold. Sure. And I was in a different part of the fish business. I've always been in the fish business, but I did a lot of other things in the fish business. And when my mother said she didn't want it anymore or didn't want to be there, that's when I basically bought it from her and took it over. And I would presume it was about 72 to 75, somewhere in there.
Do you remember as a youngster growing up whether the business was prospering? Did it do well from the beginning, or was it a bit of a struggle to get started?
Oh, no. I mean, Vancouver Heights, to me, it was just an awesome area. And going back to after the war, everybody walked down, and it was really interesting. All the shops were very busy. They would walk down to Boundary and Hastings, and that's where the streetcar went in underground. It kind of went into a hole, came out. Everybody walked down, went on the streetcar to go to work in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. When they came back at night, they would get off the streetcar, and it would really be something. They would walk. They wouldn't walk up on the north side. They would cross the street and come up on the south side. Very, very interesting. And Hastings Street was always a very, very popular retail area. There was a lot of produce stores. I got to know most of the people in the retail stores. There were shoe stores. We're talking the 50s, even a little before the 50s. It was very, very busy little area.
Mm-hmm. Did you remember what you actually sold at that era? What were people's tastes in seafood?
Oh, an awful lot of cod, a lot of sole. A very English dish was skate. A lot of skate was sold. And obviously salmon. But it was basically just four or five types of fish.
Right.
There were a lot of fin and haddie from the east, and eastern smoked cod. And that all came from the East Coast. Mm. It came in wooden boxes. It obviously came frozen. But we sold an awful lot of that. And I would say that was Scottish people. A lot of Scottish people, and this was before a lot of Italians moved to Burnaby, because in East Hastings area, which a lot of Italians are there, but there used to be a lot of Scottish, a lot of English, and they were, I would say, fish eaters.
Mm-hmm. Shellfish as well?
Yes, shrimp and crab, yes, and whole crabs, yes.
And a lot of that was local when possible?
All local. Everything was bought local. There was companies, and most of it came from Campbell Avenue in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. By the BC Sugar Refinery. That was a major fish company in those days.
Do you remember anything about the pace of work when you, as a youngster, maybe starting to get involved? Was it busy all the time, do you recall, or slow?
It was very busy, but I do recall that it was interesting that in the summertime, a lot of businesses would close for a couple of weeks and go on holidays, which you don't see today at all. But that was what it was. When a family went on a vacation or a summer holiday, you just closed your shop, and you obviously picked the slowest time. And I think that we picked around the P&E time, and we closed at P&E time and for 2 weeks or 10 days. I don't recall exactly, but we'd close and go on holidays. But no, it was... I think we were closed Monday, Sunday and Mondays. I hate to say it, but it could have been Wednesday. But there was a day, I think it might have been Wednesday now I think about it. But there was a day that was closed, and which all the shops closed.
Mm-hmm.
Monday or Wednesday, I'd have to look up my note somewhere.